to the Sean.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
To the Sean. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
To the Sean. WAUK.
Civic Media app.
To the Sean. WAUK.
Media app
to the Sean. WAUK.
Civic Media app
to the Sean. WAUK.
Civic Media app
to the Sean. WAUK.
Civic Media app
to the Sean. WAUK.
Media app
to the Sean. WAUK.
Civic Media app
to the Sean. WAUK.
Civic Media app
to the
For WCFW and the TAP 93.5 FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days began today in Baraboo. The three-day event runs through Thursday afternoon. The annual event, which is done in a different county each year, brings in tens of thousands of visitors. Governor Tony Evers was there this morning and talked about the need for public funding to help expand broadband internet access for all communities.
For broadband, we also have to have affordable broadband. That is the key. And in order to do that, frankly, the federal government, state government will need to significantly subsidize putting it in the ground and bringing it to people's homes, and we just expect that.
This year's event is being held at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club grounds west of Baraboo and is open from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day. There's an admission charge, but kids 12 and under are free, and so is parking. Farm Tech Days moves to Chippewa County next year. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers lose another starting pitcher. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee left-hander Wade Miley was placed on the 15-day DL today with soreness in his left throwing elbow. He was supposed to start tomorrow night. The Crew are in Philadelphia to face the Phillies, first pitch tonight at 5:40. It's Julio Teheran tonight against the Phillies' Aaron Nola. Milwaukee remains with a two-game lead in the NL Central. The Reds and the Giants game suspended last night due to rain in Cincinnati. Craig Counsell on what he sees for his bullpen on the second half of the season.
I mean, I think we're going to need somebody else to step up from, you know, we get this group of five that's been here all year. All five of them have had really nice seasons. We're definitely going to need, you know, somebody else in that group. But, you know, that's, you know, I'm asking for a lot, I understand. But we do have a pretty good, you know, idea what we want to do down there right now. And guys' roles are, you know, very well defined.
I asked Christian Yelich if he's okay where the Brewers have been in the standings.
Yeah, you just want to be in a position that you're in it down the stretch. You know, we're still a few months out from September, but, you know, going into the last month of the season, you want to be within striking distance and feel like you have a chance at making a run at the postseason. And you work hard all year as a team to put yourself in a position to succeed and play meaningful games at the end of the year. And, you know, we still have a lot of work to do in order to have that happen. But overall, it was kind of a up and down first half for us. We dealt with a lot as a team. I definitely think there's room for improvement in a lot of areas, but we put ourselves in a position to be within striking distance, to be close, and hopefully have a good second half.
NFL Packers nose tackle Kenny Clark on CBS Sports Radio was asked, now that Aaron Rodgers is gone, are the Packers getting less respect as a possible playoff team?
Yeah, 100%, but that's cool. I like it that way.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Media Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. Refreshed. Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. Refreshed. Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. Refreshed. Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin.
Are you guys hearing that too?
Refreshed.
Like over and over again.
Yeah. A little bit of staticky, something, something.
No, it's just the ad. It keeps playing over.
Are you guys hearing that too?
Oh. Refreshed. Oh. Like over and over again.
Yeah. A little bit of staticky, something, something.
No, it's just the ad. It keeps playing over.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy, live on the road, WRJN, Racine, Wisconsin. Also got Kenosha covered. We got you covered for the Packers. We got you covered for the Badgers. We got you covered for the Bucks and the Brewers in 2024. Our team out there selling it in the local community right now. Dom, you know, there is some urgency. If you love the Packers like I love the Packers, you better get on board. Because there won't be any Packers to get on board with. We're going to sell this thing out, baby. And Dom, we're going to talk some politics as well. Hour two, I'd like to start here. Get a good bag of popcorn and enjoy the show.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Lawmakers react to the news of a possible Trump indictment. I perceived it as good news, Dom. Here are a collection of different politicos as they react to this news. Now, Donald Trump announced today that he received a target letter from the Justice Department relating to the 2020 election overthrow attempt and January 6th violence. Republicans responded online with profanity and hyperbole. Of course they did. Senator Kevin McCarthy claimed the only reason that Trump was given a target letter is that his poll numbers went up against President Joe Biden.
Sure.
I'm not clear that that's the case. Now, Speaker Kevin, Jim Jordan, your buddy, Republican from Ohio, told the Raw story, and that's my source, the same thing, claiming the move against Trump, purely political. Here, Dom, is a quote from Jordan. Jim, G-Y-M. G-Y-M. A lot of people call him that. DOJ just keeps it up. I mean, for who knows how long the whole double standard and why it's ridiculous what they're doing. It's wrong, and it's why, like, for 4 in 5 Americans think there's a two-tiered system of justice. They see it. And 4 out of 5 dentists recommend try it before you,
come on.
Eat sugary snacks, Dom. Really, that sounded sort of mumbo-jumbo-y, like he's trying to make a case, but he doesn't have much of a case to make. And a little bit more here. In the case of Trump, a federal grand jury would vote to decide whether to indict or not. It isn't a decision by the Justice Department. Well, they are the prosecutors now, but Rep. Steve Cohen, Dem from Tennessee, told the Raw story that Trump should be a target of the investigation. When asked about the excuse that the DOJ is only targeting him, Trump that is, because his poll numbers went up, Cohen called it typical Trump. Rep. Jamal Bowman took it a little bit further, calling it full of crap. And top Democrat, Rep. Steny Hoyer, Democrat from Maryland, agrees the idea that the grand jury is making its decision based on poll numbers is, let's just say, baloney, Dom. They're going after him because he's done bad things, Hoyer continued. It's as simple as that. You know, he does things. He's so arrogant. He's so convinced of his own. I could shoot people on Fifth Avenue and people would not care. And he does things with impunity. And that's not the country we are, you know. We hold accountable wrongdoings. Now, he has the right to argue his case, obviously. But that's why he acts outrageously and surprised people respond to him.
Crudy, far-right House Freedom Caucus, Freedom Caucus Chair, Scott Perry, called the target letter all the same stuff. The federal government, DOJ, justice system, so-called, being used as a political weapon. Now, I'm not going to characterize every single person at DOJ, but obviously the leadership, the people making decisions on the kind of cases. Perry thinks that Trump's poll numbers continue to go up despite indictments because the American people recognize these occurrences for what they are. Look, you're juxtaposing the person that's in the White House and his family right now with the person that just left the White House in real time. One guy is getting a walk on everything. The other side is being mercilessly persecuted for every single thing under the sun. Even things that oftentimes in the past were proven, they were made up. Really? The incitement of a riot, the insurrection, and the trying to take over of the government, and the plot, and the coup, and the conspiracy thereof, that's all just made up, according to the Freedom Caucus guy, Perry. It's unclear what his reference was to the things that were made up. Rep. Jerry Nadler, Democrat from New York, called this kind of thinking absurd. We all saw it, he said. It's been obvious for a long time. He was behind the insurrection and the phone call to Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, and everything else he did. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it took so long, Jerry Nadler. When asked about the Republican claims that it's political or that Trump was being treated unfairly, Nadler explained. The Republican Party, the people in the House. Some people supported the insurrection. Yeah, they did. Two of Trump's former colleagues also spoke to Raw Story. Rep. Ryan Zinke, a Republican from Montana, who was chased out.
He's got a hell of a record of his own, doesn't he?
After allegations of misuse of federal funds. And Rep. Ronnie Jackson, the president's former personal physician, who was accused of handing out pills, proper examination.
Dr. Feelgood.
Zinke said he's not surprised by the charges, claiming that high hurdles are being set up for Trump. He thinks the reason Trump's poll numbers are increasing among Republicans is that there is pushback as a result of DOJ overreach. Look, he's being hit by so many different sides. At some point, it just becomes theater. I say to my friends, get a good bag of popcorn and enjoy the show. And this
my thoughts exactly.
This is a Trump former colleague. Come on. Jackson, by contrast, acted as if he hadn't heard the news about the letter. A strident supporter of Trump, he told Raw Story, honestly, I haven't heard his latest. I didn't see Trump's tweet about this or that. Oh, I'm so busy, I didn't see that. Another rep, Don Beyer, a Democrat from Virginia, agreed somewhat, saying he'd been targeted by so many different people for so many different things that it'll help him raise money this week, Beyer noted that the news came from Trump himself, and that he often tries to get out ahead of things. Quote, there's clearly a bright line between prosecutors in the Department of Justice, the wheels of justice are about, and what the political engineers would think. He confessed he's not sure how Democrats deal with it because they're not supposed to be involved in the Justice Department activities, despite allegations from Jordan that they already are. Another quote, on one hand, there's so many Democrats who would rather have Trump as the nominee because he's so damaged, and we know his core base is very, very loyal, but that's 20% or 24%. He's chased off so many independents, so Biden could beat Donald Trump. On the other hand, if he wins, it would be terrible. So on the off chance a Republican wins, you'd rather have somebody who's sensible. Well, the Trumpster is freaking out a little bit, man. You know, it's that liberal FBI, you know, all those hippies over at the FBI. You know, if you don't like Trump being investigated and charged for criminality, I mean, just perhaps, and I'm just throwing this out there as law and order Republicans, maybe he should refrain from engaging in criminal behavior.
Well, Dominic, you haven't responded or told the audience. How did Donald Trump react to this good news that he's the target of a January 6th investigation, meaning in probability he will soon be indicted? Well, the former president, Donald Trump, today revealed that he has received a letter warning him he's the target of special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into his efforts to illegally remain in power after losing the 2020 election to Joe Biden. Here's what he wrote. Trump decried, horrifying news, all caps, that deranged Jack Smith has made him the target of the January 6th related grand jury probe. Trump further added the letter gave him a very short 4 days to report to the grand jury, which almost always means an arrest and indictment. The former president then went on into a familiar rant claiming that all of the indictments against him are a political witch hunt and predicted that the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, would slap him with a fourth indictment in the coming weeks. Will it be four then, Dom? All caps on the Truthy socials. This is a witch hunt, is all about election interference and a complete, total political weaponization of law enforcement! Exclamation point. And then back to regular writing, still with exclamation points. It is a very sad and dark period for our nation. Trump has already made history as the first American president to be impeached on two separate occasions, and he made further history. Oh, he's a historic figure, Dom. When he was criminally indicted in two different jurisdictions on dozens of felony charges.
Soon to be three and four or five.
And if Trump's Truthy social post is accurate, he will now soon become the first twice impeached, thrice indicted president in American history. You know, when you're four times indicted, what's the slang for that, Dom? I'm pretty sure he's going to be a three-peat, you know. I suspect there might be one for the thumb eventually.
All right, but what I mean, the Teflon Don, right? I mean, the John Gotti thing, right? Isn't that what everyone has said and compared him to? And it's the same thing. I mean, Gotti got away with
it. I'm a Fifth Avenue, and I would totally get away with it. I wouldn't lose
a single voter.
You
can get away with it until you don't. Until the jury says, no, guilty. And he can't help him. The criminality just oozes out of Donald Trump. It's just what it is, and it's not an excuse. It's just what it is. 844-967-2789. All right, patient, callers, be patient. We'll get to you on the other side. Go ahead, Curdy.
Well, I was just going to point out the texters say, Curdy, your Trump is even better than your DeSantis.
It's a low bar, bad. Man.
Yeah. But I have fun with it. I throw
well,
my.
That's the whole point. We got to have fun, man. We got to dance while rolling, right?
When you claim rigged election and that's kind of your thing, and Crudy's theatrically playing you, and you're posting on the Truthy socials, you know, these are the postings, the ramblings of a truly desperate man, soon to be thrice indicted. And then there'll be like, I don't even know what to call, four times indicted. Four times a felon, he could hit 100 felonies before all is said and done. Easily done. Over under 100 felonies for Trump.
Oh, yes. Oh, Ramey's already at 70 with just the two indictments, man. I mean, come on. He's got way more coming.
Oh, don't we all? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls, perhaps. 844-967-2789. Get the popcorn.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Through the afternoon, mostly sunny and a high in the low 80s. Chance of rain late tonight, low upper 50s, and a few lingering showers tomorrow morning, then clearing, high 85. Back into sunshine as we look towards Thursday, a high around 80 degrees, and into the low 80s Friday, more sunshine. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a texter from Grand Rapids, Michigan, tells us, Crudy, four times indicted will be, someone else texted at the same time. Don't do that. I was reading. It will be a doubler, like in Cheapside. A double doubler. Four times will be a double doubler. You're not a Cheapside guy, are you, Tom?
Nah, I mean, it's been a while. It's been like since college, man.
A texter from Gardenia, California says, time to start using Greek prefixes. You know, like Roman numerals, Dom.
There's so many. 844-967-2789. We got some callers. You want to go there, Crew? Do you got something to say?
Nope.
All right, let's get to it. James, you will be first. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. James, what do you got for us?
Hey, James.
The Republicans aren't quite sure of how close they are. Sedition, insurrection, trying to overthrow the government are all political crimes. So the indictments have to be political, don't they?
Well, they were political crimes. You absolutely make sense when you say that. I don't know if you recall back when Fancy Brian used to help us around here on the Devil's Advocates, and he set a song called Sedition to Fiddler on the Roof. Sedition! Yeah. Sedition. Do you think that's ultimately the charge that will land at Trump's feet? Do you think there will be a seditious conspiracy charge? Do you think they'll
if it's not outright treason, yeah, it better be sedition.
Yes.
I feel he pulled outright treason, but you know, that's a hard one to nail him on.
But treason is aid and comfort to our enemies, right? Unless we find out Putin was paying him to do this. But of course, it was the American people in small doses effectively paying Trump's grift, which was, it was rigged. It was robbed. Give me your money. That'll make it all better.
You're right.
Isn't pushing the Proud Boys and promising to pay for their legal defense aid and comfort?
I would say there might be a conspiracy there somewhere under federal statutes, but I'm not a lawyer.
Well, and thanks for the call, James. I think whatever it's going to be heavier than the Republicans think it's going to be. You know, I mean, you don't go down this road, Jack Smith and the DOJ, right? What would they have over a 90% conviction rate when they bring charges, and you're bringing charges against a former president for the first time in U.S. history. I mean, look at the timeline of everything, right? The DOJ and the FBI, they sat on it for a while. I mean, for a while. We don't know exactly when this whole thing started, but it certainly, as far as the conscience of the American people, helped that the Congress investigated the J6 committee. They got into it. We saw some of that. So if nothing else, we've been, you know, desensitized to the thought of prosecuting a former president. And when he went down to the indictment, I heard that was a great observation on MSNBC earlier today. You know, the sun went up and the sun went down. I mean, he got indicted and everyone moves on. And at some point, the criminality is just so obvious. The evidence is so strong. They didn't look at it for a long time. They filed some of these charges in, you know, Trump's backyard with a bunch of Trumpsters. You know, there's a lot of Trumpsters on the grand juries. All the testimony, the majority of them, I don't know exactly, but I would wager to bet 90% of the testimony over to the January 6th committee and to this varied grand juries across the country, federal and state, they're all Republicans, man. Those are Republicans. If Donald Trump is brought down for his criminality,
they're all coffee boys.
It's because the Republicans ratted him out. That's the truth, baby.
Trump had a lot of coffee boys and Diet Coke stewards in both his campaign and the White House. Now, you say it's clear and obvious to everyone. Well, here's Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia's take.
Yeah.
Now, she ramped up her attacks on the Justice Department after Trump announced his news, saying that it is absolute bull bleep to reporters. A little salty. She said that charges are ridiculous and that Smith is weaponizing the Justice Department against Trump. Weaponizing it, Dom, don't you know?
You know, the Justice Department is weaponized against everybody who breaks the law and then gets investigated for it. I mean, there's not, I mean, right, everyone's in jail. Oh, it wasn't me. You know, they didn't do it. It wasn't me. I was set up. Everyone's innocent, right? Come on. The weaponization, if you're being prosecuted by the Department of Justice, if you're on the receiving end of a target letter, I mean, that's got to be pretty stressful, but that doesn't happen because you jaywalk, man.
You've seen Shawshank Redemption, right? Everybody in here is innocent.
Right.
A little bit more from Marjorie Taylor Greene. If this is the direction America is going, we're worse than Russia. We're worse than China. We're worse than some of the most corrupt third world country. And this needs to end. It's an absolute lie. She also took to Twitter to call Smith, Jack Smith, the special counselor, a weak little bitch. Jack Smith is a lousy attorney. His career is filled with mistrials, overturned cases, and judicial rebukes. His only targets, Republicans, because he's a weak little bitch for Democrats. Careful what you wish for, young lady. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe she's also a target of an investigation from Jack Smith.
Do you think several letters went out? Come back.
Yeah, I hope so.
Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789. Rolling through the happier happy hour. Dom's, wherever Dom goes to, and Crudy's down here, WRJN, Kenosha, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM. Come on back, more Devils.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. People are struggling as temps continue soaring across the country.
It's miserable. It is miserable in here. I mean, I can't stand too much more of it. I'm afraid I'm going to have a heat stroke or something.
That woman's in Phoenix, which just hit another triple-digit triple-digit temperature record. The high there today is 115. The DOJ is taking aim at former President Trump as it digs deeper into January 6th. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
We don't know the scope of the indictment, but most likely it involves Trump knowing that, in fact, he had lost the election, continuing to perpetuate the lies.
The feds are looking into Tesla again. WWJ radio reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Officials of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration believe one of Tesla's automation systems was engaged in this latest fatal crash in California involving a 2018 Model 3.
CBS News Brief.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap 93.5 FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days began today in Baraboo. The three-day event runs through Thursday afternoon. The annual event, which is done in a different county each year, brings in tens of thousands of visitors. Governor Tony Evers was there this morning and talked about the need for public funding to help expand broadband internet access for all communities.
For broadband, we also have to have affordable broadband. That is the key. And in order to do that, frankly, the federal government, state government will need to significantly subsidize putting it in the ground and bring it to people's homes. And we just expect that.
This year's event is being held at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club grounds west of Baraboo and is open from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day. There's an admission charge, but kids 12 and under are free, and so is parking. Farm Tech Days moves to Chippewa County next year. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So, but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. The happier happy hour rolling through it. Crudy down here in Racine, WRJN Radio, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM. Dom in his secret bunker location. We can't tell people, Dom. You're too popular. They would crowd you, man. They would crowd you. And there's still time for your phone calls here in this big show, 844-967-2789. But, Dom, you have sent me some new news. Jack Smith, through his lunch choice, perhaps sending a message to the soon-to-be-indicted Donald Trump? What is the message? What do you think he's trying to tell the people?
Jack Smith, today, after this very serious charge, I mean historic charges against the former president. Now, another indictment And Rolling Stone has some details to what they claim will be in that indictment. But I found this one on Drudge, actually, a mediaite, CNN anchors John King, Dana Bash, observing.
Drudge, thought you'd broken that bad habit, Tom.
Oh, still a great aggregate.
Are you back on Breitbart?
No, it's been a while, man. CNN noted that special counsel Jack Smith, what did he do today on this historic day? He went to Subway for a footlong. Man, the dude was out in Florida, walked around in public and got a $5 footlong and apparently had nothing to say to anybody asking questions that day. We ain't got a footlong. Hey, we just sent a target letter to the president, former president of the United States, and boy, justice makes me hungry.
But what is the message, Tom?
What's Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes? Well, I got it here. John King, here's what he said.
Yes, please explain to me what the footlong has to do with the length of Trump's indictment.
Here's what CNN said, John King. I'm fascinated to see what the special counsel brings forward. Understandably, you focus on January 6th because of the violence that day, because it played out again, an attempted coup right before our eyes. But the case they're trying to make, if you listen to the witnesses, people who were at Donald Trump's side in the campaign, in the White House, in the weeks after, is all this is actually started before the election, when they said, if we lose, we're going to say we won. And so it's really interesting to see how big of a case does Jack Smith want to bring at just one last point. Jack Smith, remember, when the classified documents target letter, when Trump announced that, there's a lot of commentary, you know, is Jack Smith making a mistake here? Is leaving this all to Donald Trump, ? And then they released the indictment. We all said, wow, we read it, the indictment. We saw the documentation. We saw the level of detail. Jack Smith going to Subway today is a message to Donald Trump. Donald Trump tries to intimidate people. He tries to bully people. He tries to scare you away. That was Jack Smith with no words and a simple $5 sub in his hand saying, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Dana Bash comments, yeah, the imagery was intentional and spoke volumes. He didn't say a word. He went and got a $5 footlong in Florida, right in Trump's backyard.
Now, is that some, you know, I'm trying to tie it back to Jared. You remember the Subway spokesman? Lengthy sentence as well, didn't he? His indictment was more than a foot long, I suspect. Dom?
And then one more.
Yes, sir. Let me finish.
844-967-2789.
Rolling Stone. You stole my thunder, but go
ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, man. Rolling Stone, Jenna Winter reporting here, exclusive. Special counsel target letter mention of Trump, to Trump, mentions conspiracy and tampering. The letter does not mention statutes relating to insurrection or sedition, a source tells Rolling Stone. The letter it listed the federal statutes under which Trump is expected to be charged include conspiracy, obstruction, and civil rights violations, according to a source with knowledge of the contents of the letter. Jack Smith sent the letter to Trump on Sunday, as we've discussed. The letter mentions three federal statutes. One, conspiracy to commit offense or to defraud the United States, deprivation of rights under color of law, and tampering with a witness, victim, or an informant. Ooh, Trump tampering. You know he did that, man. He can't help himself. It does not offer further details, nor does it detail how the special counsel believes Trump may have violated the statutes, the source told the Rolling Stone. And again, for clarity, again, to reporting here at the Rolling Stone, the letter does not mention statutes on sedition or insurrection, and Trump is the only person named in the letter. So take that for what it's worth. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack, you are up. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us today?
How you doing, Jack?
All right. Just a brief comment on, I think it was February of 2021. McConnell stated, and this is not a perfect quote, but it's very close, there's no question, none, that President Trump is both physically and morally responsible for January 6th. And at least it sounds like Jack Smith is starting to address that to some extent. This is almost every other Republican, and certainly every Republican candidate has refused to state that January 6th, that the insurrection, both parts of the insurrection, the attempt at electoral fraud and the attempt at a violent insurrection, not one of them has stated that they disavow that whole episode. And many of them have stated that, well, this was just a normal tourist visit, or the people doing the visit of violent insurrection, these guys were patriots. I mean, anybody that votes for a Republican is in favor of overthrowing our government, in my opinion.
And thanks for the call, Jack. And we see...
What if they just want a really big tax cut, Jack?
We see the reporting of what they would do. FCC, FTC. I mean, they will pull all sorts of levers of power for the Republicans to become even more authoritarian, because damn it, if they can't win at the polls. And think about this. You know, they stopped the steal. Well, you guys lost. I mean, you lost. Donald Trump's a terrible candidate. I mean, let's look at the history, right? He lost the House. He lost the Senate. He lost the election. I mean, COVID was way worse than it had to be. I mean, Donald Trump was terrible. He added trillions of dollars to the deficit under his administration. No, certainly a lot of those were, you know, money for COVID. But at the end of the day, it's his administration. He signed off on it. Donald Trump was a terrible candidate. So the fact that you brought that he lost this election, and of course, been laying the groundwork for a long time. If we lose, as reporting says, we're going to say we won. Hell, we just won. Wasn't me. It's the Eddie Murphy defense. Wasn't me. I mean, you got caught dead to rights. Wasn't me. We won. We didn't lose. We won. Wasn't me. 844-967-2789.
Hey, Dominic, you know how we could solve all our problems? All the questions that, of course, these Republicans have created out of whole cloth, because the last guy said, you know, it was rigged and they stole it from him.
If you give me all your money, you will receive total consciousness on your deathbed.
Goonga, goonga.
You're welcome. Okay, besides that, how do we solve the problem?
Well, Dom, there is a proposal that Republicans are putting forth.
And, oh, really?
And it might solve the problem, or, you know, it might not solve the problem. It's hard to tell at this point. But their proposal, we've got to add watermarks to absentee ballots, and that'll solve everything. Hope Carnop over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would require watermarks on absentee ballots. But election clerks say the measure could create more problems while solving none. Well, that sounds like another great Republican idea, Dom.
I mean, that's how they do it, man.
Wait. You'll recognize the writer of the bill. Why, it's Waukesha's own Rep. Scott Allen, Republican, and Senator Romaine Quinn, Republican from Cameron, would require absentee ballots that are mailed to voters to contain a watermark that identifies the ballot as an official absentee ballot. Why? Well, let me read a little bit more here. Again, according to Allen, this is to help curb public distrust in absentee ballots. Well, that's really just you guys.
Right, you guys are sowing that distrust.
And now they're trying to get people to go out there and early vote, these Republicans are, because they keep losing elections, right? But again, Allen's quote, "This is to help curb public distrust in absentee ballots. It is certainly worth the additional cost to make our absentee ballots secure and restore trust in the election process. Of course, unless Donald Trump loses again, and then they're going to say it was rigged."
Well, they always say it was rigged. And, you know, come on, it was rigged, even though they were on the same ballot and they won. But for some reason, they were won, but it was rigged against Donald Trump. I mean, it never has made sense. They're the ones that are fomenting this feeling, starting with Donald Trump. They just picked up on it. I mean, why should there be trust in the election system? Because every investigation that was done shown that it was done properly. Trump's own guy said the most fair election ever. You know what I'm saying? So it is their own actions. It is their actions that are sowing this distrust. If these guys, if Allen stood up and said, "Hey, we looked at the data. We listened to Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty. We listened to Legislative Fiscal Bureau, whatever the investigation. I mean, lots of people looked at these elections. Hell, they did recounts. They went to court. There was nothing wrong with this election other than the fact your guy lost. That's it. But you won on your ballot, Allen."
Dominic, in response to former President Donald Trump's false claims, are they false?
I mean, it seems to be.
I think they're false.
False
claims of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. Republicans have focused on absentee ballot security in the past legislative sessions. In multiple election reviews, as you point out, including one by the conservative group, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, have proven that voter fraud is exceptionally rare. Exceptionally rare, Dom. A little bit more. Many of the past Republican proposals, such as a bill to limit who can return an absentee ballot on behalf of the voter, never received a full vote in one chamber or the other. And a spokesman for the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which provides guidance to clerks across the state, you know, didn't want to comment on this piece of you-know-what. Diane Conan, the clerk of the City of Oconomowoc and chairwoman of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association, said the organization, let's just say, Dom, they don't support the bill. Here's her quote. We don't see a problem that needs to be fixed, nor do we see anything substantive that a watermark will fix. The legislation to us is really addressing what we see as mistrust in some people's minds. Some people, Dom.
Some people's kids, man, I tell you.
So more expense, additional challenge, and doesn't solve any problems. What a great idea.
It'll help alleviate the mistrust, you know, brought to us by the same people who are sowing that distrust. Here is a problem we of our creation, and we are offering you a solution to our problem. Thank you very much. Oh, it's going to cost you, too. It's like, hey, Uncle Vito walking down the street. Welcome to the new business here on Brady Street. This is a beautiful building you got here. This is wonderful, wonderful. Here I am. I'm gonna sell you some insurance. This is insurance. So I guarantee you, if anything happens to your beautiful windows here, anything happens at all, we will take care of it. That's what we do. But if you do not buy our insurance, I cannot guarantee that your windows will not break. You know what I mean? Here is a problem of our creation, and here is our solution. It's a shakedown, man. That's what it is. It's ridiculous. They got nothing. You got nothing, Republicans. Now, this is what you got. Your guy just got dropped. He's a target letter. I mean, they're coming after him for that, and let alone Willis. Oh, man. But here we go. Here's a problem that we made, and we're going to solve it for you. But trust us. We're the Republicans. We're mega.
Dominic, Donald Trump's demanding Republican lawmakers bail him out. Earlier this morning, he talked about his mounting legal troubles, which appear to include a third indictment, thrice indicted, right? The former president responded to a post from conservative influencer, and we'll end it here, and we'll come back. We'll talk more, perhaps. The conservative influencer, Cat Turd.
Cat Turd.
Come back. More devils, less Cat Turd. 844-967-2789. And you know, you can always text us at that number or use the shiny new Civic Media app. That's what the real patriots do.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 60. For Wednesday, scattered showers and storms. Some could be strong to severe. We'll see a high near 87. Showers and storms are likely Wednesday night. Again, some could be strong with lows in the low 60s. For Thursday, partly sunny and a high near 78.
Right now, it's 80.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. But you can be a part, 844-967-2789. Of course, stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up at 6 o'clock.
Dominic, the conservative influencer I was referencing before the break, the aptly named Cat Turd, had this to say. The Republican Party is too chicken beep to impeach him. Talking about the FBI director, Christopher Wray. And he claims Wray is interfering in our elections and running the FBI as a secret police for the Dem Party. And still, the Republican Party is too chicken beep to impeach him. Joe Biden has taken bribes and extorted money from enemy countries. Treason! And still, the Republican Party is too chicken beep to impeach him. The Republican Party equals spineless, worthless, good-for-nothing cowards. Well, I agree with that part of the sentiment, Tom.
So says the conservative influencer, Cat Turd.
Well, there's just a little bit more here. Because Trump agrees with the man. Trump's very supportive of this sentiment. Trump, who was impeached twice himself, agreed and demanded GOP lawmakers act quickly in a pair of statements issued about an hour before he revealed that special counsel Jack Smith had sent him a target letter related to a grand jury investigation of his efforts, you know, to remain in office despite losing the 2020 election. So here is Donald Trump. One more quote. I'm doing the Trump voice one more time because the people demand it. They love it, Don.
Yeah.
The Republican Party must fight fire with fire, and right now, or it will be extinguished. Multiple exclamation points, as wow. is his habit. The Republican Party must get tough now. This is a strong sentiment that's flowing through the veins of patriots. Do something! Do something, right? Go impeach the FBI director because I just got a target letter and I'm about to get indicted. Please,
please
do something.
Do something. You know, all is caps. Arms, Trudy? All caps, all
four
exclamation
points.
He really, really, really means it. And if this is anything, if history is to guide us, what then? Those patriots are going to show up and ransack the Capitol again, right? Because that's what they do when Donald Trump asks them to do something. That's what they do. We'll be wild. They're not doing anything. They're not coming down, man. All those people testified against you. I mean, Mark Meadows, right? Right. Rudy Giuliani, did they get target letters?
Well,
John East,
Rudy,
did he get target? We don't know yet. We don't know.
Rudy Giuliani, I believe I saw reporting today, Dom. Rudy claims, I haven't flipped yet. I haven't flipped. He claims he hasn't flipped. I got to think. Trump's got to be nervous. Also, I mean, really, it's got to start working on the man. He's surrounded indictments and a bunch of rats. I mean, if Rudy Giuliani was your buddy and he knew all your secrets, how nervous would you be right now? That loose-lipped Rudy's going to sell your ass down the river to save his ass.
Well,
I'd be
all
quite
of them.
Nervous.
I mean, Rudy Giuliani, right? John Eastman. I mean, I don't know. John, I'm surprised he's not been indicted yet specifically by Jack Smith. Again, we will wait and see how this all flushes out. But hell, even Jared and the lovely Ivanka, his favorite. Well, they testified also. Lots of folks testified in front of this grand jury.
Dominic, Here's a little additional reporting. We talked about the felonious charges against the Michigan fake electors dropped by the AG Dana Nessel. And man, she's my hero today. Yeah. But more reporting of the fake electors, the Georgia fake electors. And Dom, the Georgia Republican Party spent more than $500,000 in the first half of this year representing, let's call them, alternative electors under investigation by local authorities in connection with Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution is reporting the party has spent $520,000 in legal fees in the first 6 months of the year, which is around 75% more than it spent in all of 2022, and a fivefold increase over the previous year, according to the report, which cites newly filed campaign disclosures. And the AJ Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that more than $340,000 of that was spent representing fake electors who may be the target of Fulton County probe led by District Attorney Fonnie Willis. I have raised money to honor the commitment. Who's that? Who's raising the money? Let me read. Oh, well, that's the GOP chairman in the state, Tom. The extent the Georgia GOP's involvement in defending the fake electors became apparent earlier this year when former party chair David Schaefer, who's among the 16 fake electors, a little self-interest here, announced he wasn't seeking an additional term and thanked the party for covering his legal expenses during his farewell speech, the report said. I have raised the money to honor that commitment, he wrote in a note to activists, so none of them have to pay a penny out of pocket. James Salazar, writing for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, said, the false slate of electors became a major point of interest to a Fulton County special grand jury, as some legal experts say those GOP electors may have violated election fraud and forgery statutes, among other crimes. The fake electors who met the same day in December 2020 that the state electors cast Georgia's votes in the Electoral College for Joe Biden, because let's not forget, Joe Biden won Georgia too, submitted to state and federal authorities documents that claimed they were duly elected. They weren't duly elected electors from the state, which they said Trump won. And of course, Tom, he did not. He needed 11,780 votes. I need one more than that. Could you go find them for me?
One more than we need, because of course he did. A little bit here, Crudy, as well. Fort Pierce, Florida, CNN reporting. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon signals she's likely to push back the start of a trial in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case beyond the mid-December date proposed by fellow prosecutors, but appeared deeply skeptical of arguments from Donald Trump's lawyers that he couldn't get a fair trial while running for president.
Well, that'd be a shame.
The judge also pressed the Trump legal team to commit to a timeline for at least some of the steps in a pretrial process. Defense attorneys told the judge they believe they would be able to review enough discovery by November to be able to suggest a potential trial date. All right, so what, December, maybe January, maybe February? There's so many trials and so little time.
Dominic, I found it encouraging today. Dana Nessel, the Attorney General of the State of Michigan, has filed felonious charges against the 16 fake Trump electors in that state. And Josh Call, I'm sure he's a big fan of this show, because who isn't?
Of course. Well, why wouldn't you be?
I hope he follows her example.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. Call Dana, man. She's cool. You're looking for some tips? I'm sure she can help you out.
Dom, let's try to get her on this fine show later in the week. I thank all those that made it happen, including Anastasia. I've been at WRJN right here in Racine, Kenosha. May do it tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
Stick around. Busted Pencils is next. Oh, Maggie Dawn, then Busted.
Yes, the Maggie Dawn Show is next. Busted Pencils to follow. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Thank you for hanging out with us. The political party continues tomorrow.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.